Why do you ask? In regard to opening the heart chakra, any physical interaction such as hugging, touching, kissing, massaging, etc. between two consenting people actually acts as a potent tool for the transfer of the higher frequency between the two bodies. Take personal responsibility to clean the environment. Simply grab a garbage bag and go for a walk and collect any rubbish. Organize a family or neighborhood cleanup day. Earth is a living and sentient being. To show your love and compassion toward the planet, do anything that demonstrates how wonderful and important you think of Mother Gaia. 7.2. Service to others. As a light worker, now is the time to start to think about sharing your ascension knowledge with others. Service to others means freely sharing your wisdom, intelligence, knowledge, abilities, skills, etc., to help others with their spiritual development. Some people may be struggling with their personal ascension and may require some one-on-one assistance. Remember the light worker's code: you cannot intervene in another person's free will, but you can freely advise, coach and mentor them on any part of the ascension process. Seek out family and friends who need personal assistance or mentoring. For example, adults with reading and writing difficulties, young children, a person with a disability, elderly, etc. In addition, when you come across any online information, share the material, websites with your family and friends. In regard to people with reading and writing disabilities, simply print out this information and read it to them. You do not need to be a qualified teacher, coach. The most important principle in regard to service to others is your ability to teach and serve others, by simply providing the information you have learned from your own personal experiences, in a style that works best for you. Thus you are expressing your spiritual wisdom based on originality. Another suggestion involves organizing some kind of ascension group. For example, every 2 weeks, you may invite a small group of friends, family members, and neighbors to come along to discuss their progress, issues, and more importantly, to share any relevant ascension and or spiritual information, audio, video, books, periodicals or electronic. It is all about sharing your love or time and wisdom to freely help others, in a friendly, relaxed, non-formal, and non-judgmental environment. Your task is to simply find ways to offer any level of assistance to help adults and or children with their ascension. For example, develop different ascension scripts for children, refer to ascension program for children, teaching individuals the basics of meditation or chakra healing. If you are not comfortable with this activity, this is fine. How often? Develop a routine that works best for you. Purpose. This activity involves healing the throat chakra and additional tasks to raise your frequency and expand your consciousness. Activity 8.1. Undertaking regular high-frequency activities. This is simple but powerful. Do anything you personally enjoy doing. It is all about healthy pleasures and indulgences. Do anything that makes you happy, relaxed, emotionally balanced and things that will lift your personal energy into the higher frequency. For example, cooking, dancing, singing, painting, music, photography, gardening, and pottery. When you listen to your favorite music, select something that really connects with your heart and/or gets your body physically stimulated and moving, because any movement such as dancing assists in the transport of ki around the body and keeps the chakras open and active. Activities such as singing, chanting, humming, etc. will help stimulate the throat chakra. Do the things that make you laugh. Laughing, giggling, and humor stimulate the chakras, expand the lungs, clears the throat, and raises your vibration. Learn to consciously engage in experiences that give you emotional pleasures. This is not selfish, rather you are giving yourself the gifts that have been created for enjoying human experience. Start today. Look for something wonderful in your life and take the time to enjoy doing it. Feel it. That will be the first step in your path toward having joy in your life every single day. In your spiritual journal, write a personal list of the things that help you lift your personal energy into the higher frequency. Use your ascension journal to develop a weekly plan or timetable, which ensures you are personally committed to taking plenty of time out to recharge yourself on a regular basis, doing the things you enjoy. 8.2. Clearing emotional energy from your body. You need to recognize the difference between negative and positive sources of energy that directly influence your thoughts and emotions, because this energy filters into your human energy body. You must learn to consciously transmute any negative energy transferred at you. Many of your friends and family may decide not to participate in ascension, and occasionally they may outwardly direct those intense emotions, aggression, or anger at you from time to time. Ascension dislocation will occur. Humanity will divide into the ascendees and non-ascendees. Demonstrate compassion. Understand that everyone has free will, and you have a divine right to participate in ascension, and no person has the right to judge or criticize your decision. Practice being emotionally neutral. Use a simple and non-judgmental defense mechanism. Refer back to activity 1.2. So anytime someone attacks your decision, have handy a couple of those 3D images, photos, wallet, pocket size, and confidently state, I no longer want to be part of this horrible world, because duality cannot give me unity, love, and peace. The term energy bleeding refers to your unconscious awareness of how another person's conscious energy, words, actions, etc., influences your energy body. At the moment, we have not taken steps to strengthen your aura, which would transmute negative energy directed at you. Instead, learn to not accept someone's negative energy and emotions. Don't create new karmic cords. Likewise, when you generate a thought, it is accompanied by an emotion, a feeling. Your conscious energy, or how we think and feel, generates frequency. You need to be conscious of what your mind is thinking, and how you respond to those emotions. If you do not consciously repolarize your negative emotions or feelings, this energy filters into the base chakra, and this ignites the feedback loop to lower the frequency in the South Pole. You then start to manifest a range of emotions. You begin to think you are unimportant, self-trust issues, and general feelings of self-doubt and worthlessness in your beliefs. Remember, what you feed will grow and what you starve will fester and die. Your frequency will increase when you have full control over your mind and body, or thoughts, feelings and actions. Meditation is the most effective technique for releasing negative energy. However, here is a method for cleaning away or transmuting negative transference from your energy body. When someone makes you feel sad or angry, walk away from him or her for a couple of minutes and say to yourself, I did not like how their energy made me feel. Now visualize how that ugly energy is stuck to your body. It looks like black sticky syrup. To get this energy off your body, feel that black soot flowing down your body into the ground, and mentally say to yourself that their energy cannot hurt me anymore. I am the boss of my body, and I will not let them make me feel like a victim of their emotions. 8.3, Inner Child Work. The throat chakra relates to self-worth, self-expression, and communication. These chakra defects show up when you have never connected with your inner child. Since you were a child, you have been programmed to accept that you are a sinful creature and should not enjoy the pleasure of indulging your body, because it goes against family beliefs, morality, cultural beliefs, etc. When you grew up, your relationship with yourself, other people, and life was founded on these early childhood beliefs. Your fantasies, dreams, and desires are the experiences your soul wants you to explore during this incarnation. Those things are not random or misguided desires. When you act upon those thoughts, instincts, and gut feelings, you are truly connecting with your soul. If you feel ashamed to be yourself, then you are clinging to fear, and this is holding you back from following your heart. This toxic shame has created the notion that there is something inherently wrong with who you are. Inner child work means thinking about how your personal beliefs are stopping you from acting out your fantasies, dreams, and desires. You incarnated on Earth to experience everything that this planet has to offer you, So stop letting others judge you. Exercise your free will. You can decide to have any human experience you want. It is all about soul growth. Stop denying what your soul wants you to experience. Now is the time to follow those feelings, that is the real you. Take the time to enjoy being human. Now is the time to release your fears and just do it. What are you going to do with the time you have remaining on this planet? What would you start doing differently right now? Is there anything that you've always wanted to do? In your ascension journal, develop a list of the things that want to personally complete before ascending to New Earth. Develop a timeline and begin doing them now. 8.4, you and the New Earth. After the planetary shift, it will take a couple of years for us to rebuild our new communities, regions. All of us will be involved in the New Earth project. Many of you who incarnated on Earth today are the cultural architects for new humanity and have been given missions in this lifetime to help us create and achieve unity consciousness. Now is the time to start thinking about what type of life you want on New Earth. Start to visualize the new world you want to personally create for yourself and all your children. What type of work, career, or role do you want to pursue? What skills and knowledge could you teach, share with others? Where do you want to live? What would be your perfect life? What types of things do you want to do? When you envision New Earth, please remember, do not attempt to compare your current 3D reality to life on New Earth, because your ideas, beliefs, and understanding of the third dimension, including governments, military, police, celebrities and tabloids, legal, taxation systems, banking, financial sector, various institutions, etc., will not exist in any way, shape or form. This will be difficult for many people, especially for those that have established careers that will not exist on New Earth. Spend some time thinking about all the new experiences and possibilities that you could create. Each one of us are starting our lives again from scratch, so never underestimate your power to manifest your visions, dreams, and thoughts into reality. In your ascension journal, write your own personal wish list of the things that you want to personally experience or explore when you ascend to New Earth. Lastly, reflect on the following point. Many of the published books and literature on Earth today are comprised of synthetic materials, paper, dye, ink, which will not shift to New Earth. These books contain the written history and culture of our 3D world, which will be lost. Your knowledge and wisdom are really the only two permanent qualities that you can literally bring with you to New Earth. What knowledge or information from our 3D world are you taking with you to New Earth that will be useful for new humanity? 8.5, detaching yourself from low frequency activities. A lightworker is a spiritual being who can consciously take steps to keep themselves operating in a higher frequency. Now is the time to start managing and protecting your energy signature. You need to start work on disconnecting yourself from lifestyle and leisure activities that are vibrationally influencing the lower chakras. Negative transference means any negative emotion, sensory stimulation, or human activity containing negative energy such as fear, violence, disasters, suffering, brutality, tragedies, criticism, etc., which unconsciously filters into the mind and body. For example, watching and playing violent, horror video, computer games and television shows, DVDs, movies, participating or watching sports that are brutal, hard-hitting and or involved the use of animals, heavy punk rock music, the use of weapons and firearms, watching the news, etc. Consider this. How can you truly embrace and accept the New Earth Code, when you constantly create an expanding vortex of negativity in your aura? You keep consciously feeding your emotions with the negative energy from sources that supply you this Antichrist energy of aggression, pain, death, tragedy, war, suffering, and violent emotions, etc. These sources keep teaching the mind game that you cannot come together as one, because the human experience is all about fear and suffering, so you are kept in a cultural prison of the lower vibration. All those things previously listed are toxic, which have been deliberately designed to target and dumb down your energy signature. Your mind has been hijacked with negative energy in your culture to lower the frequency of your brainwave signals. For some, your personality, mind, and behavioral traits have become dependent on this lower energy, and as a result, your mind becomes fixated on needing more of this slower energy, so you constantly keep thinking about the next computer game, wanting to buy the next new gadget, buying a ticket for the big upcoming lottery contest, favorite sports team, etc. You must be prepared to consciously detach and unplug yourself from these unhealthy cultural interests, or you will fail your ascension. The only approach you can take to release your ego from these low vibrational attachments is self-awareness. You must simply become more aware of how your thoughts and emotions react to these old 3D patterns. When you begin to master this process of starving the lower energy, you become more aware of the stimuli from your surroundings, and this shift means you gain greater control over your mind. You can only transmute conscious energy, thoughts, feelings and emotions, through self-awareness. To help you begin thinking about detaching yourself from these old negative 3D patterns listed previously, try these two simple exercises. Task 1, actively watch the nightly news for 3 days. For each new segment, write down the topic and then use one word to classify, describe, define the overall theme for that new piece. For example, suffering, survival, fear, greed, cruelty, violence, etc. After those 3 days, reflect on the following questions. How many of the media segments come under the classification of the 3D principles such as survival, fear, duality, greed, and ego? For example, financial and stock market news and constant updates on the world economy have you constantly focused on thinking about your money, career, mortgage, etc. Hence, this fear energy relates to survival, your basic human needs. Did you observe the nature of news updates that flashed on the bottom of your screen in the scrolling banner? What themes and topics did they want you to focus on? What emotions were triggered when you watched the news? Relates to your chakras, ag, fear, anxiety, sadness? When you woke up the next day, did any of the previous news segments actually change or influence your life? Was it actually news, media victimization, or the media presenting chronicles of your world operating and living under the 3D law of service to self? Reflect on the meaning of cultural transference. After reviewing the overall themes for the past 3 days, how would you describe your world as depicted by the media? Reflect on your motivations and ascension goals from Activity 1.2. Is that the world you still want to be a part of? Task 2, the next step. Consciously avoid watching, listening, and reading the news for 1 week, and then reflect on how you feel after that period. Now you can begin the process of removing yourself from the other low-frequency activities that exist in your life. Refer to the things that were listed at the start of this activity. How often? In regard to activities 8.1 to 8.5, develop and implement your personal plans or lists as soon as possible. Purpose. This activity involves the activation of your third eye chakra. The full or partial activation of this chakra will instantly open the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, which will immediately act as the gateway to trigger the opening of the 5 external chakras that surround the body. The full interconnection of the 12 chakras creates your multi-dimensional chakra system. At the time of the planetary shift, this will guarantee you entry to new Earth. The key to activation to the third eye chakra involves developing your intuition. Each person was born with intuition, and without exception, everyone has some kind of psychic ability, but for many people, they have closed this gift off. There are many techniques that are involved in third eye training, so feel free to research and explore those options. For example, guided visualization, automatic writing, remote viewing, and simple meditation. Activity. To help activate your third eye, Try this simple exercise when you are meditating or sitting comfortably. Visualize a beacon of light coming out of your third eye in the color of indigo or pale violet blue. This is the point between the eyebrows when your eyes are closed. Just let that beam of light flow straight out of your third eye for a minute or so. Alternatively, you may wish to consider using the following exercise, which uses guided visualization. Close your eyes and begin to relax. Call upon your master, angel, etc. that you require their assistance with your third eye activation by giving you a visual clue for your question. Concentrate on a basic question in your mind or imagine you are holding a card in your hand that has a personal question written on it that you want answered. Now ask them to send you a mental image, for example a green or red spot into your mind. The colors represent a specific answer, egg, true, false or yes, no. Now focus on the image that was sent to you. You must learn not to reject or dismiss the experience, because you are learning how to receive guidance from the angelic realm, which is located in the higher dimensions. Record your results in the Ascension Journal, then repeat the exercise using different questions. You may feel a little warm sensation around your third eye chakra. If you do not, that is fine. Repetition will help open or partially activate the chakra. Just take your time and do not rush. After you have undertaken this task for several weeks and you begin to feel comfortable with the results, feel free to research other activities that can be used to fully activate or strengthen your third eye chakra. How often? You should commence this activity at the start of week 7 and aim to undertake this exercise at least 4 times a week for a minimum of 2 weeks. Then establish a regular pattern that works best for you. Note: the Ascension activity to heal and activate the crown chakra was incorporated in both the Ascension Journal, study, learn new spiritual knowledge, and with the use of meditation and or visualization techniques. Refer to chakra balancing and the Ascension Chamber. By default, your crown chakra is open or activated at the time of birth. Purpose: the previous ascension activities were designed to help you increase your energy signature, balance the chakra system, and expand your consciousness. The final step involves reconstructing, strengthening, and balancing your aura. The auric field is the energetic shield that surrounds your ethereal body and is responsible for holding the higher frequencies in the ethereal body. It acts as an interface between the physical body and the higher dimensions. When the chakras are not balanced, the aura will appear gray and weak. Once strengthened, your aura will expand to hold more energy. The more light energy you can hold, the brighter the aura. You may wish to use the chakra balancing activity before closing the session with the Ascension Chamber technique, which is described below. Activity: first, you will need to practice this activity a few times before it becomes effective. Call upon your master, angel for healing and energy balancing. In your mind, visualize a chamber, bubble, or egg in the color of golden white light surrounding your body. The chamber extends about a foot above your head, in front, around the body, and under your feet into the ground. Now fill the inside of the bubble with golden white light. Feel this energy penetrating deep into the body, through the muscles and cells. Now visualize this energy flowing down your crown, through the lower chakras to the base chakra, down the legs and released through the soles of your feet. Repeat this circuit one more time. Now we need to strengthen then outside of the chamber. Simply visualize the outside shell consisting of a thick layer of the higher shade of gold and white light. This outer band has a different color than the inside of the chamber. The shell is stronger and has a higher frequency. For another couple of minutes, keep your mind focused, strengthening your auric field. Visualize this outer shell as a 1-inch thick layer of light. Now relax and concentrate on feeling the energy in your chamber penetrating deep into your body. Once you feel fully recharged, just remain in your relaxed position for another minute and then slowly open your eyes. This exercise should take 15 minutes to complete, however, feel free to remain in your ascension chamber as long as you desire. How often? You should commence this activity at the start of week 10 and aim to undertake this exercise at least three times per week for a minimum of two weeks. The nest frequency expansion cycle may take another 2 weeks or so to manifest. From this point on, you must consciously protect and manage your energy signature, which involves doing anything that keeps you in the higher frequency and keeping yourself balanced and centered. Section 7. The Personal Ascension Program, Children. Before each child incarnated on Earth, they chose their parents for a spiritual reason. Therefore, the parents that have decided to participate in the ascension process means the children in this age group will also ascend with you. For children under the age of 12, there are no specific techniques that apply to activate their primary chakras. A vast majority of children on Earth today are classified as old souls and are positively polarized, which means the upper four chakras are active or partially active. These children selected the incarnation parameters to make sure that they do not create any new karma and selected life experiences that will ensure their primary chakras remain vibrationally strong before the planetary shift. However, feel free to implement some strategies to help your children, see below. For all children, it is important that parents are conscious of the types of sensory stimulation around their home which act as sources of negative energy, harm, aggression, violence, etc., that can infect the child, such as television, cartoons, and technology games. It is not about fully depriving them of those things, rather it is about awareness or monitoring the relationship between kids and the amount of negative energy they filter. The Personal Ascension Program for children has been divided into two different age groups. For children under the age of 5. For this age group, you do not have to teach them any aspect about the ascension process. Rather, when you expand your consciousness and begin to hold your higher frequency, your auric energy will filter into their aura while you interact with them at home. This age group uses positive transference, which means that when you commence your personal ascension, the children will begin to unconsciously feed off your new vibration, new conscious thoughts, behavior, self-awareness, and actions, and the process of energy transference will raise the child's vibrational frequency. When you are meditating, place your baby in close proximity to your auric field and let transference do the rest. Mind you, children are also excellent sources of green ray energy or unconditional love, because energetically, their heart chakras are very open and strong, so this transference will also help you. Visualization is another effective tool to help your child's auric field remain energetically strong. Refer to the Ascension Chamber, Cocoon of Light exercise. Visualize a bubble of gold and white light surrounding your child and do not forget to call upon your angels and theirs for divine protection and healing. In regard to grounding, ensure your child regularly plays outdoors or has some direct contact with earth, nature. Play in the grass without shoes and socks. In addition, you may wish to use the activities listed in the table below, and indirectly incorporate a number of different healing strategies into your child's normal daytime activities. Obviously, the first task involves balancing the base chakra. For children over the age of 5, it is recommended that school-aged kids commence their ascension program during school holidays. Parents, guardians, family members need to take up the role of ascension mentor. Now that you have started your own ascension program, you can now share any relevant information and your newly found wisdom with your children. For example, introduce your children to chakras or teach them basic meditation techniques. Introduce children to prayer. At bedtime, ask them to give thanks to the Creator and have them call upon their master and angels to keep them safe and protected. No offense to parents, to those parents that already do this, at some point during the ascension program, parents will need to help their kids heal grief and release their emotional attachments to fairy tale and make-believe characters. New Earth will not have any kind of man-made belief systems, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, etc. Allow your children to regularly use a quiet spot in the house, and allow them to be alone to retreat without any disruptions from others.